Hello everyone. My name is Sasiba Maslam. I'm Product Manager Localization at the Wikimedia Foundation, and this is the Localization Team Sprint 18 demonstration. In Sprint 18, we had the following main goals. The development start for the Universal Language Selector, translation notification and translate extension bug fixes, and getting translation for Firefox in translatewiki.net. As at the end of every sprint, I'll walk through the output of the sprint with you, or at least most of it. And this time it's a demonstration of the Universal Language Selector development stage, something about the validation of the Universal Language Selector design adaptations, some highlights of the bug fixes for maintained extensions by the localization team, and Firefox on translatewiki.net. All the details are visible at the Mingle card in the URL. So, Universal Language Selector, I'll demonstrate the first working prototype that is already in production at translatewiki.net. And I will show you the next location of the selector in the user testing prototype. If I can find how I need to share my browser. Who knows? Lost the control. Where is that again? Share application. There we go. So this is the very exciting website sandbox.translatewiki.net, and there is this little thing here at the moment, and if you click that, you get this shiny new language selector. There is no internationalization yet. There is very limited functionality. All of the languages are currently in English. You can scroll through them. You can select all the languages that are spoken in this part of the world, North America, Latin America, and South America, Europe, the Middle East, and Africa, or Asia, Australia, and Pacific. And you can search or, for example, I see Mongolian here. Mongolian. If you click it, your website changes interface language. And that's about it. Could the people that are not on mute please mute themselves? Thank you. So, next things that we'll be working on is dividing this scrollable list in actually parts of the world. So if you scroll through them, they are also divided by these three regions of the world. And we will sort the language names by script that they are used in. And we will add search for ISO code as well as autonym, that is the language name in the language itself. The second thing that I wanted to show you is the ULS prototype. This is what we're using for user testing. This is basically a collection of screenshots with some nifty JavaScript. And in the first iteration, the language selector will be in this location near the interlanguage links, because from user testing, we have found that as long as we don't integrate language links, interlanguage links for content language selection with user interface language selection, then users get confused. So this little gear will be here, and if you click that, the language selector will be visible. And this also displays already the design with subdivision by script and by region. As you can see, I'm missing a few fonts here, which caused me to not properly display things. Excuse me, I had to cough there. So we also did some bug fixes. 10 bugs were resolved. 3 bugs were closed as invalid or otherwise. Among other things, we've added confirmation messages in translate notifications in the translation notifications extension. Once you sign up as a translator, you now get a confirmation. You save the form, and when you send a message out to translators, you also get a confirmation that your message has been stored. We've added language attributes to the Babel extension, which enables response, updated the release notes, and done management bug fixes in the translate extension. There was some breakage in the workflow states on states in MetaWiki and the translate extension that has been resolved. And most of these fixes are going to be deployed in MediaWiki 120 WMF 6, which is now active on MediaWiki.org. Firefox translation is now live in TranslateWiki.net. This is a pretty big thing for TranslateWiki.net. Firefox, of course, is a web browser that is being used by hundreds of millions of people, possibly even more users than Wikipedia has. So it's all part of conquering the world. As you can see here in the screenshot, in the language statistics, in this case for Hebrew with a Dutch localization, you can see that there is now a group for Mozilla, which has about 2,800 messages, and in total 101 files are supported. 3 files are not yet supported because we have some issues with the particular formatting of the source files for that language, and Amir Aharoni will be working on that. Other deliverables and news, we've made, or actually Nicholas Lekstrom has made big progress on translation memory using Lucene Solr search engine. Previously, translation memory was either a Python application with what's that database thing called? With some database backend. Currently, we're using MySQL, MyESAM, full text search engine backend. And on the Wikimedia Foundation wikis, we require something that is based on Lucene. The Amiri font was updated in web fonts. And we've made good progress on reducing the CLDR plural information in MediaWiki and beyond. It can, for example, in the future be used in jQuery. So that completes the deliverables from sprint number 18. Then our goals for the next sprint, which is started today. As said, in the language selector, we'll be adding script and region grouping. And search and autonyms, as well as language codes. We're going to complete development of the translation memory based on Solr, and hopefully both performance as well as identification of similar strings will be at par with that in our previous solutions. We're going to fix about 4 bugs in the IntoWiki extension. Those are all the open bugs at the moment. the reusage of CLDR plural rules in MediaWiki. We hope to complete that. We're starting a new and exciting project called Project Milkshake, but I cannot disclose anything about that yet. More on that. Check Mingle. You will find something in there. That's the Easter egg for this week. We have some overdue tasks that we still need to finalize currently. I have some things to do with regards to the translated API analysis, and Alalita Sharma, our director of features engineering and research and development, I think, if I'm correct, is going to has to finalize some documents. And by the end of the next week, or in the weekends, we're all traveling to Washington, D.C., where we have a team meeting on Monday and on Wednesday morning. The whole team will be present at Wikimania. Most of us will be participating in Ask the Developer session, Ask the Localization Team sessions, or have their own presentations. Amir and I have our own 20-minute presentation. Of course, we'll also be doing some code review and other fun stuff. So it's going to be a busy 2 weeks. After sprint 19, we will do a complete bug fix sprint to basically celebrate Wikimania, but also to complete one of our development cycles, which we call releases, but they are not actual releases because we have, well, a lot of ongoing product maintenance as well as delivering new functionality, but it basically enables us to focus on making stuff work better instead of delivering new functionality and clear our backlog and make some new plans for the next 3 to 4 months. That's it. Thank you very much for your attention. We have about half an hour left, and that can be used for discussion and questions that you may have. So if you have a question, either raise your hand and I will hand out turns, or just speak up. And if too many people speak at the same time, please wait for someone else to speak. Thank you.